第一章第一节跟第二节。
It is sent to Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2.
这是小弟觉得要跟大家来思考的。
So this is something I wanted to bring to your attention.
第一节，耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。第二节，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。阿们。小弟要跟大家来思考这两节什么呢？
So what do I want to bring to your attention from these two verses?
因为我们现在可以得到大量的资料。
Nowadays we can gather a lot of information very fast.
第一个问题啊，这个启示录是谁的？
So first question, this revelation belongs to whom?
大家不要想这很简单哦。
So don't you think this is an easy question?
出去有时候问到真耶稣教会的同龄。
There are times when I go and talk to believers of the true Jesus Church.
有时候遇到外教派的朋友们。
And then I will have members of our church who see other denominations.
启示录是谁的？谁写的？他们很快会告诉你，叫做使徒约翰啊。
If you ask them who wrote the book of Revelation, they will say it is Apostle John.
大家要注意啊，这一卷不是使徒约翰的。
But take note that this book is not written by Apostle John.
刚才第一章第一节有看到吗？启示录是谁的啊？
So can you not see verse 1 in chapter 1?
是耶稣基督的。
It says it's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不对啊，不是使徒约翰把它记录下来的吗？
But you can say it's John who wrote it down.
我们应该说启示录就是从耶稣基督来的。
But you can say that revelation comes from Jesus Christ.
是谁的？
And who does it belong to?
是耶稣基督的。
So it belongs to Jesus Christ.
是谁写的？
And who wrote it?
是耶稣基督借着使徒约翰所记录下来的。
It is Jesus who recorded through Apostle John.
所以使徒约翰基本上可以说，或者更精确的说，是使徒行传的代笔者，不是，是启示录的代笔者啦。
So you could say that the Apostle John was only the person who penned it.
哇，所以在我们真耶稣教会神学院啊，楼上的图书馆。
So in the library in our theological seminary.
光是要查这些启示录的资料啊，哇，几十本上百本啊。
There are many, many books regarding Revelation.
可是里面一看啊，哇，有些上下两大册。
But you sometimes see, you can see volume 1, volume 2, and they are very thick.
有些在书面跟标题就说，启示录是重要的启示文学。
And there are some that will say that Revelation is a very important literature regarding things that's been revealed.
请大家记住啊，启示录绝对不是启示文学，也不是比喻 metaphor， 不是啊。
But that is take heed that it is not a literature and is not a metaphor.
为什么它绝对不是文学呢？
Why is it not simply a piece of literature?
因为只要是文学，就一定是出于人的创作，有创作的因素在啊。
Well, literatures are created by men.
但是大家要搞清楚，一开始耶稣就启示我们。
But here in the very beginning it says revelation of Jesus Christ.
这个整个内容是完全是出自于我们的主耶稣基督的，没有出自于人意啊。
So the content of this book comes from Jesus Christ and nothing was from men.
所以它是没有创作性质的。
Nothing had been created by men.
这个跟我们在读到后面如何去解明它去解出它有很大的关系。
And this is directly related to how we may interpret the book.
所以这里告诉我们，这个启示的内容是什么呢？
And what is the content of this revelation?
那大家想一想，什么叫做启示？
So first, let us consider what does the word revelation mean?
启示在希腊原文里面的意思，其实就是打开、揭开的那个字啊。
So the word reveal in Greek original text means to open, to show, to disclose.
所以很多人不知道启示就有各自的解释。
And so there are people who do not understand the root word and then they have many interpretations.
这个启示就是打开啦。
But in actual fact, reveal means to open.
什么叫做打开？好像那个帕子从脸上把它揭开一样啊。
It is like how you unveil something.
这里面这个东西是本来就有的。
So the things, whatever is inside was already there.
所以我们所读的启示录啊，是早在神创世之前就已经定好的，不是后来才临时起意发生的。
So whatever we read in the book of Revelation was already there in the beginning before creation. It was not something that suddenly popped out at the end.
因为现在查经软体很方便。
Nowadays, we have a lot of Bible reference tools.
我相信我们真耶稣教会的同龄有很高的素质。
And I'm sure we are all pretty well familiar in them.
有很多可以使用的网络软体，包括是原文的软体。
And there are many web applications that help you with Bible study, even the original text.
所以小弟因为时间关系就不翻了，我讲一讲，你们回去再查啦。
Now, because of time constraint, we will not go through them.
我把一个小时的讲章两分钟之内讲完。
I'll try to cover one hour worth of content in 2 minutes.
那你们回去用查经软体去查新约圣经当中奥秘这个原文这个字 mysterium。
So you can go home and go onto your tool and find the word for mystery, mysterio, the original text.
把新约圣经里面这所有的奥秘的精节全部调出来。
And find all the verses relating to the word mystery.
小弟相信各位，因为我们都有同一个圣灵。
I'm sure because we all partake of the same Holy Spirit.
你仔细去分析这些精节的内容，跟他讲的时间 timetable。
So if you look at all these verses and you put them onto a timeline,
会发觉啊，整个圣经里面告诉我们奥秘有四大时间阶段啊。
And so there are 4 main time periods regarding this mystery.
这个经文你们一查就看得懂，因为我们有真理的圣灵。
Now we have the spirit of the truth, so once you study, you'll understand.
第一个阶段是在创世之前，还没有我们这个时间跟空间，也就是 universe 之前啊。
So the first time frame is before creation, before the world began.
所以这个奥秘早在没有这个世界之前就已经开始了。
So this so-called mystery began before the creation of time and the world.
经文告诉我们奥秘的第二个阶段。
And the second stage, the second time frame of this mystery.
就是从有这个世界开始一直到耶稣基督来之前的这一个时间。
It's from the beginning of the world until the coming of, the first coming of Jesus Christ.
因为这个时候的奥秘啊是隐藏不言的。经文这样讲，隐藏不言。盖起来了。
And at this time, this mystery is closed. It is hidden.
那我们现在是在奥秘的第几阶段呢？
And which stage are we in?
我们是在奥秘的第三阶段。
We are in the third stage.
自从耶稣基督降生之后，这一个奥秘就打开了。
Since Jesus came into this world, this mystery has been disclosed.
所以旧约里面我们这些属灵的前辈以及这些先人们，他们不知道奥秘啊。
So in the Old Testament and our forefathers, our ancestors, they did not understand this mystery.
可是耶稣来把这个奥秘打开。
But Jesus came and revealed the mystery to us.
所以在新约时期的每一个真正的基督徒。
So in that New Testament time, every true Christian,
都要非常清楚神的奥秘是什么。
Should have a full understanding of what the mystery of God is.
所以以前我们会开玩笑。
So we used to joke.
说哎呀，这个讲道者啊，赖传道可能又在讲奥秘了。
That this sermonizer preacher Lai is probably talking about mystery again.
小弟从来不拿奥秘开玩笑的，我不在养啊。
I will not joke about mystery.
因为啊，这是戏谑的话，就是说你讲什么我听不懂，所以就把它戏称为奥秘。
Some people might say, use the word, mystery as a euphemism for something that you don't understand.
不对啊，照着圣经的经文，我们新约时期的弟兄姐妹，我们要掌握每一个神的奥秘，全部都知道。
But in the New Testament time, every Christian should have a clear understanding of every mystery of God.
不是只有传道知道。
Not just the preachers.
在座的你们都要知道。
So everyone seated here, you
must know. 这个奥秘有十大，有十大内容。
And there are 10 main points to this mystery.
其实都跟我们的十大信条有关系。
And they are all related to our basic beliefs.
好，这个奥秘到最后第四个时期是什么呢？
So what is the fourth stage of this mystery?
也在启示录里面。
This is written in Revelation.
就是当第七支号筒吹响的那个时候，这奥秘就完成了。这样写。
At the moment when the seventh trumpet sounds.
好，小弟讲这个就是启示。这个启示现在打开来了，所以我们才有眼前这一卷启示录。
Now this revelation, this mystery has been revealed to us, and that is why we have this book of revelation in front of us.
好，那这个启示是给谁的呢？
And who is this revelation for?
第一节告诉我们说，只是他的众仆人。
So verse 1 it says, it is for his servants.
众仆人就是在座诸位，包括小弟啊。
So that includes me, includes you.
所以启示录不是给教会的长老或对圣经特别有研究的。
So Revelation, this book is not just for the elders and also for the scholars.
所以使徒约翰他记载了什么
？So what did Apostle John write?
一章二节后面告诉我们，将他所看见的都证明出来。
So verse 2 it says that he will testify everything that he saw.
所以注意哦。 启示录是不是约翰所想到的，或者是苦思出来的？
So is Revelation something that John had imagined or thought of?
不要再相信什么文学那一套啦，一点关系都没有。
So do not think that this is a mere piece of literature.
约翰只能记载两个东西，一个是看到的，神让他看到的；第二个，神让他听到的，就是这样子而已，一点都不能经过他的心再去 modify， 不可以。
John could only write down what he saw and what he heard. He could not add anything to it.
好，那我们一旦知道这个启示录的定义，我们就知道它跟我们的重要性很密切。
Now we knew the definition of this revelation, then we can understand how deeply important related it is to us.
我们继续再来看第一章第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，我们要注意什么呢？
So what shall we take heed in?
第一个，这里当主日啊。
He says on the Lord's day.
所以这个绝对不是其他基督教派朋友们说的。啊，你看，这里有讲到我们的主日。
Now the other, people from other denominations might say, here it says the Lord's day.
尤其在华文里面啊，我们其他教派的朋友说，星期天Sunday就是 Lord's day, 就是主日，所以有主日学，就是我们的宗教教育嘛。
And they would often say Sunday is the Lord's day, and on this day, in Chinese, it sounds like this is a religious education they have, which they call a Sunday school.
不是啊，这个原文里面是 And Kyrian Hemera 是在主的那一个日子单数的，只有一日，主的那个日子。
But in the original text, it meant the particular one day of the Lord.
所以那是指的未来，还没有临到主再临的那一天，定好的那一天啊。
So it actually refers to the future, the appointed day of the Lord, which has not yet come.
其实我们在座诸位，你直接看英文版的圣经啊，不管是哪一版本的，你绝对会看得比华文更清楚。
Now here in this instance, the English is clearer than the Chinese.
因为我们华文这一节第十节他说，当主日我被圣灵感动。
Now in the Chinese, this is on the Lord's day, I was moved by the Spirit.
其实你们翻每一个英文版本里面啊，你看到的不是被圣灵感动，对不对？
But if you read the English, that's not what you read, right?
你看到的是什么？ In Spirit, 有没有看到？
In English, you would have read, I was in the Spirit.
希腊啊，新约希腊原文就是 en pneumati, 就是在灵里，而且那个灵啊，第一个字是大写的。是专有名词。
And this is a closer translation to the original text.
所以那个 pneumati 灵啊，就是我们讲的 spirit， 是特别指的神的灵跟圣灵单数啊。
And this spirit is in capital letters. It means that it's a particular spirit, which is the spirit of God.
为什么小弟要强调这个？
So why did I make this emphasis?
因为现在很多基督教派搞不清楚什么叫被圣灵感动，或者在圣灵里面。大家晓得吗？
It is because nowadays many denominations cannot differentiate between being in spirit and being moved by the spirit.
我们一谈到被神感动，被灵感动。
When we say we are moved by God or moved by the spirit.
就会发觉啊，这个不一定跟你有没有受洗，是不是基督徒无关呢，是不是？
That is unrelated to whether you are a Christian, whether you are baptized.
我们有很多慕道朋友来，他也不认识耶稣基督，也没有决心要受洗。
Yeah, many truth seekers who come, they have no resolution to believe in Jesus, no resolution to get baptized.
可是我们的神却因着他的怜悯跟恩典，甚至是圣灵，让我们去体验，是不是这样子？
But because of the mercy and grace of God, God has given them Holy Spirit so that they can experience God.
甚至他们经历的异象跟其他的恩典啊。
There are times they may have saw visions or have gone through they've experienced other grace.
所以你看我们的天父，我们的主是多么的宽大为怀。
You can see how forgiving our Heavenly Father is.
他宽大到什么程度
？To what point？
我现在讲的都很刺激的哦，所以我请教牧说可不可以不要用 YouTube 就这样子。
Now I say some things I say seems can be a bit provocative.
宽大到你还记得吗？十个大麻风病来到主面前求他医治。
So, do you remember when there were 10 lepers who came for healing from Jesus?
然后主耶稣交代他们说，你们去把身体让祭司查看。
And Jesus says, go to see the priest and then let him see your body.
我请问诸位，后来几个人回来啊？
And then how many people came back?
一个。
Just one.
我告诉各位哦，今天如果传道做这样的工，会被弟兄姐妹指责啊。
Now I'll tell you the truth. If a preacher like myself do a work like this,
你怎么传福音的？你怎么带领弟兄姐妹的？带到 到后来十个只有一个留下来啊。
I'll surely be rebuked by all the brethren because they will say, how did you preach? You preached to 10, but only one came back.
所以小弟不喜欢做这种检讨啊。
So I do not like to make reviews like this.
因为这种检讨，一检讨就很容易检讨到2000年前我们的主耶稣基督啊。
But such review will remind us of what Jesus did 2000 years ago.
我问各位，主基督在赐他们恩典的时候，他知不知道只有一个会回来？
So when Jesus bestowed them this grace, did he know that only one would come back?
你们认为他知不知道？
Do you think he knew?
我认为他知道，因为主知道万人的心嘛。
I believe he did because God knows every man's heart.
可是主耶稣有没有心胸狭隘啊？
But was he so narrow-minded that he didn't heal them?
Oh, 你们九个到旁边去，只有你，你去让祭司查看，会这样子吗？
Did he say to the other nine and say, move away, I will only heal this one?
有时候我们想不透，为什么主耶稣引导这么些人进来，有些人受圣灵、受恩典啊，后来留下来的只有这么多。
So sometimes we're puzzled that Jesus leads so many people come to church and they receive the Holy Spirit, they are moved, but only a few remain.
我没有见过比我们的神更宽大为怀的啊。
I have never met any other God who is as compassionate as our God. To what extent?
就像他在旧约里面答应所罗门王的。
Just like what in the Old Testament when he promised Solomon.
只要谁到他的殿里面奉他的名求他，他就赐恩典给他。
That whoever comes to his temple and seek him in his name, he will bestow blessings upon him.
即使他是佛教徒的朋友。
So even if he does not believe in God.
道教徒的朋友。
Even if he's a friend from Taoism. Someone who didn't believe in God.
只要他愿意求，神都赐给他。
And so as long as they want to seek God in his name.
就好像一个妈妈很会做蛋糕甜点啊。
So it's likened to how a mother is very good at baking.
她做了一大堆杯子蛋糕。
And she made many cupcakes.
她不会只拿给自己的儿女。
She will not only give it to her children.
她拿出自己给所有的左邻右舍，即使那些人依然不喜欢她，也不会感谢她。
She will share with all the neighbors, even if they didn't like her and would not thank her.
所以这些灵，很多外教派的朋友搞不清楚什么叫灵感动跟在灵里。
So friends from other denominations might not understand the difference between being in the spirit and moved by the spirit.
我们刚才看到是启示录一章十节，原来启示录是怎么开始的？是在灵里开始的。
Now, how did Revelation begin? It began in spirit.
整个启示录都是在灵里完成的。
So the entire book of Revelation happened in spirit.
我们再看四章二节。
Let's turn to chapter 4 verse 2.
请看启示录四章二节。
Let's turn to chapter 4 verse 2.
我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。阿们。四章二节其实原文也是在灵里，英文版也是这样写的。
So here it says again, I was in the spirit.
好，我们再看哦，启示录十七章第三节。
Chapter 17 verse 3.
所以这一个动词啊，这一个组合一直贯穿整个启示录啊。
And so this phrase that kept popping out again through our Revelation.
17章第三节。
So chapter 17 verse 3.
我被圣灵感动，天使带我到旷野去，我就看见一个女人骑在朱红色的兽上。好，我们先看到这里。这个也是在灵里所看到所领受的。
Here, what he saw was also, it also happened while he was in the spirit.
我们继续看21章第10节。
Let's turn to chapter 21 verse 10.
21章第10节。
Chapter 21 verse 10.
我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。阿们。所以这里也是在灵里。
Here also says in the spirit.
那跟圣灵感动有什么不一样？
So how is it different to move by the Holy Spirit?
还好我们的英文版是直接从原文翻译过来的。
Now English translation is directly from the original text.
不然一般我们如果不看英文原文啊，我们感动会怎么翻译？
Otherwise, if we only read the Chinese, how would we interpret this movement?
可能用小弟这种破的要命的英文啊，我只认识两个字。
And so the English word that I would use.
一个是 moved.
I would just say that I'm moved.
一个是 touched,
or touched.
这感动嘛，所以感动是从外面来的啊，有外力啊，物理学来说啊。
So you could say that this movement is external.
可是我们看到这个启示里面在讲的不是那一种东西，是在灵里。
But what the book of Revelation said is nothing like that. It is saying that it is in the spirit.
那这种灵里，新约圣经已经解经告诉我们，又包含了两种状况。
Now when we interpret this verse, we can learn that it has two states of being in spirit.
原谅我，我讲比较快，他翻得很辛苦，因为怕时间不够啊。我们先来看新约圣经彼得前书四章十四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 14.
彼得前书四章十四节。
1 Peter chapter 4 verse 14.
你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的，不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌。不对，四章十四节哈，好，在左边。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。所以这里所讲的是神的灵住在我们身体里面，还没有那个上啊，不是在身体外面，是在里面呢、啊。
And so here says, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
这个原文叫做 meno，meno 就是留住着的意思。
And in the original text, the word upon actually means dwelling.
对，我们再来看提摩太后书一章十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 14.
提摩太后书一章十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 14.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守着。所以在灵里有一个更重要的意义，是我们不只在灵里，灵也在我们里面，这两种状况要同时包含。
So there are two states. One is that the spirit is in us, and then the other is that we are also in spirit.
小弟为什么要强调这个？
Should coexist. And why do I make emphasis on this?
世界上最能够正确而且理解启示录整个全貌的，不只是使徒约翰，应该也是我们在座诸位。
So Apostle John should not have been the only one who could understand the entire book of Revelation. It should also include us.
因为今天只有真正在灵里，有时就被神的灵住在我们身上，我们也被圣灵的能力包覆的，能够真正去理解启示录的全貌。
So if the Spirit is in us and we are enclosed by the power of the Spirit of God, then we can fully understand the book of Revelation.
所以简单来讲，整个启示录在讲的其实就是四个重点。
And so there are four main points in the book of Revelation.
用一句话叫做主耶稣再临这个事件的始末。主耶稣再临。
So it's the coming of Jesus Christ.
对，这个事件的开始跟结束啊。
So it's the beginning and the ending of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
所以第一个启示录会讲到主再临前的征兆。
So it's firstly is what would happen before the second coming of Christ.
第二个启示录告诉我们的重点是身为主的儿女要面对再临所应当预备的。
And the second is what we should equip ourselves with when we face the second coming of Christ.
第三个就是主再临的情况怎么样。
And the third is what would happen when Jesus comes.
第四个就是主再临后的结局如何。
And the fourth is after the second coming of Christ, what is the end?
所以讲这些的目的，有些人以前小弟问过其他人说，你读了启示录这么多遍啊，不管你觉得明不明白。
So I would sometimes say to certain brethren that you have read this so many times, whether you understood it or not.
你对启示录的感觉是什么？
What are your thoughts about Revelation?
我问过一个同龄哦，后来我归纳大概分两种。
And there are two types of answers.
一种就是读不太懂。
First is that I couldn't quite understand.
很诚实，主纪念他们早晚会懂。
Now they're very honest.
第二种啊，尤其是年轻人啊，哦，好恐怖哦。
And the second type of answer is that seems so terrifying.
我告诉你，启示录真正的目的不是这两种。
But I tell you, the purpose of this book is not for these two type of thoughts.
所以我们教会里面有前辈告诉我们说，启示录是给末世神的儿女最好的灵修指南。
Now Revelation is actually a guide to our spiritual cultivation for the believers in the end time.
因为告诉我们这么多，不是让我们看电影看故事啊。
Now it tells us so much, not for a show. It is not something for our entertainment.
而是要让我们随时做好信心跟心理上的准备。
But rather so that we can be ready We can be prepared in our hearts.
面对那不知道什么时候，但是一定会来的时刻。
To be prepared for this moment, which will definitely come, even though we do not know when it is.
而且这个启示录，大家回去找啊，里面讲了好多有福的经节。
And if you go back and study the book of Revelation, you'll find that there are many verses that says that you will be blessed if you do so and so.
所以为什么是灵修指南呢
？So why is a guideline or guidebook to our spiritual cultivation?
我们活在就是末世里面啊。
For we live in the end time.
所以小弟再用一分钟哈、哦，把另外一个一小时的讲章讲完。
So use another minute to talk to go through the content of another sermon.
新约圣经里面有三个名词。
So in the New Testament, there are three words.
末世。
So first is end time.
末日。
And also the last day.
和末时。
And also the end times.
大家回去查哈、
哦。Last days.
我直接讲答案呢、啊，而、啊、不这不是 homework 啦哈、哦。
Now this is not a homework, but you feel free to go study.
但是这个是我给神学生出的 homework 啊。
This is a homework I give it to a theological student.
末世、哦、就是从主耶稣降临一直到他再临之前，我们已经在这里面了。
So in the end time, this is 可以再说一次。
主耶稣生出来，道成肉身开始，一直到他有一天再来的时候。
So this end time, this refers to the birth of Jesus to his sick, to the day of the second coming.
这些都有大量的经文佐证，我们不翻啦。
And so we will not turn to these verses.
那末日呢
？So about the last day.
末日就是在这末世里面最后的那一天，叫做 Hemera.
That is the last day. The last day of the end time.
最后的那一天。
So the last day.
那末时呢？末时就是你看电影啊，不是最后以前都，现在大概没有，以前都 the end 有没有
？Now, when you watch a movie, you'll see that at the end always says the end.
所以末时就是最后那一天的最后那一点点时间，亮度怎么样不晓得。
So, on the last day of at the last moments of time.
所以我们在末世里面呢、啊。我们在末世里面、啊、
So we are already in the end time.
只是这个末世延伸到什么时候，神不让我们知道。
We just don't know when it ends.
但是呢，要我们借着启示录来做好准备，我们就知道这样子。
But we need to be equipped for this, using the book of Revelation.
因为做好准备，好得到启示录里面这些讲到有关于福的应许。
For if we are ready, then we will be blessed.
所以如果大家
promises here,
大家回去查的话，再把启示录这个经卷里面关于福的经节全部拉出来，你就可以知道了。我都教各位钓鱼的方法了，不是给鱼了。
So you can go home and find all the verses that has the word blessed.
好，那我们继续再来分享重点。我们请看一章十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 1 verse 18.
小弟跟大家分享的重点都是我觉得大家可能比较观念没那么清楚，不容易厘清的地方了、哦、
Now these important points are the points that I think that you might have doubts on or have questions on.
十八节
，verse 18。
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。阿们。好了，以前台湾有一个宗教教育的儿歌这么唱啊。
Now in Taiwan, there is an RE kid children's song that goes like this.
世上有两个王，哎，那大家会唱吗
？So there are two kings.
一个是什么王
？What was one?
你会唱吗？天国的王嘛，对不对
？So that.
啊，另外一个呢
？So there's the heavenly king, and then what's the other one?
好像是地上还是地狱的嘛，哈、哦？啊？不是哦，我不知道哦。哎，那好，回去当 homework 查查看好不好？我们的儿童诗歌啊。
And so the other one is the king of the Hades.
以前小弟听到这一首，我就一直觉得哪里怪怪的。
And I always thought there was something strange about the song.
你们觉得很怪啊
？Isn't that strange?
我们中东有一个宗教啊，以后后来被称为拜火教，有听过吗
？Now in the Middle East there is a religion.
更早的称呼叫做仙教，我不晓得会不会翻译啊。啊，算了算了，你们听得懂了哈、哦。那个其实是二元论的宗教哦。
And so, this religion talks about dichotomy.
对，二元就是两个最主要的力量。
So they focuses on that it has two deities, two main powers.
这种宗教的特点就是有光就有暗。
So religions like this, they will say if there's light, there's darkness.
有黑就有白。
If there is There is black, then there is white.
有善就有恶。
If there is goodness, then there is evil.
他们彼此对抗争输赢。
Now the two are always opposing each other, and then they are always trying to see who will win.
可是小弟一开始我领受的没有耶，我们只有至高独尊至大唯一的神啊，是不是？
But what we have learned is that we only have this one God who is supreme overall.
所以怎么会有两个王呢？
So how can there be two kings?
在我从一开始信主，我就认识只有一个王，另外一个连提他的鞋都不配啊。
So ever since I believe, I only know of one king.
啊，各位，跟我们现在看到的一章十八节有什么关系？
So how is it related to this verse 18?
如果小弟这样讲说，我们的耶稣基督是天国的王，有没有疑问？
If I say that Lord Jesus Christ is the King of Heaven, would you have any questions?
诶，没有人摇头啊，都很有疑问嘛。应该没有疑问嘛，对不对？
So surely no questions.
好，那我问你们哦。
So I ask you,
地狱的王是谁啊？
Who is the king of hell?
我通常这样一问哦，我们宗教教育的孩子们会说魔鬼撒旦。
And a lot of kids in RE, they will say it is Satan, it is the devil.
不是耶。
But not so.
你们回去再看，因为我们时间太短，剩下20分钟啊。
No, we don't have a lot of time.
你翻到后来那个撒旦他不是地狱的王啊，他是被关在地狱里面的属大主宰 soldier， 你晓得吗？
Now you'll find that Satan is not a king in hell. He's actually in prison there.
那现在他问大家，地狱跟死亡之主是谁？我们说我们的神是生命之主，有没有？
So we know that our God is the Lord of life.
这样讲对。
That is true.
但是你只有对一半。
But only half right.
所以一章十八节看到了吗？那一把死亡跟阴间的钥匙在谁手上？
So who holds the keys of Hades and of death?
我想这样大家就体验我们神的伟大跟敬畏啊。
So I'm sure you can experience how
我告诉你
awesome God is.
从来就没有两个主，没有两个王。
There's never been two gods, two kings.
你甚至发觉在启示录里面啊，跟魔鬼跟他手下在大战的也不是神本身。神根本不参与啊。
You'll find that even the those who fight against the devils, it is not God who did the fighting himself.
我们所敬拜的这一位我们慈爱的天父是高高在上超乎一切的。
Our God, our Heavenly Father whom we worship, he surpasses all, he is supreme.
他早就预告你这一场胜败如何啦，只是魔鬼不相信。
He already told us who will win, but the devil did not believe.
所以你说他勇敢吗？他也勇敢。说他愚蠢吗？他也愚蠢。因为他就是要奋力一搏，要拼一个不一样的结果。
So you could say the devil is silly, and but he's also brave, but he wants a different outcome.
生命的主是耶稣，死亡的主也是耶稣，要记得。
The Lord of life and the Lord of death, they are both Lord Jesus Christ.
乐园的主跟阴间的主向来只有一个，就是耶稣。
The Lord of Paradise, the Lord of Hades, has always been just one, the Lord Jesus Christ.
天国跟地狱也只有一个主， Heavenly, 地狱之王是耶稣，不要忘记了。
So Heavenly Kingdom and also Hell, they also they are both under the reign of the one King, Lord Jesus.
所以他超乎一切，值得我们敬拜到底。
So he surpasses everything, and we need to worship until the end.
所以我们读到这个，一定要有这种认识啊。
And so it is the type of understanding we need to have.
他掌握了那一把 key.
So he holds the keys.
他决定一切。
And he determines everything.
好，那我们就直接进入第一封书信了。
Then we'll
要跟大家来思考的。
Into the first letter.
第一封书信就是从第二章第一节开始。
Which began from chapter 2, verse 1.
一直到第七节为止。
Until verse 7.
这就是我们所知道的写给以弗所教会的书信。
So it is a letter written to the church of Ephesus.
我要跟大家一起来思考的，我们先看好，第二节跟第三节。
I want to bring to your attention verse 2 and verse 3.
第二节，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。阿们。大家注意，第二节中间有一句话。
Now in verse 2 here says,
也知道你不能容忍恶人。
And it says, and that you cannot bear those who are evil.
来，各位，你们或许面前有中文翻译本，也有英文翻译本。你看那个容忍那一个字是用什么字？
So if you read both English and Chinese, look at the word bear.
对 ，bear 啊，哈，比较容易理解，这是正确的翻译哦。
Now bearing is a closer translation to the.
因为在这里，容忍恶人呐，在中文华文比较容易引起误解。
Because in Chinese, they use the word tolerate, and it can actually bring some misinterpretation to this.
对啊，他翻译的对了哈 ，tolerate。就诶我们基督徒难道不应该是有爱的信徒吗
?Because people will say, as Christians, we should be loving.
而爱哥林多前书13章告诉我们爱的真谛包含了哪些
?And then we know the essence of love.
有没有一句叫做凡事包容凡事相信凡事忍耐
?And so you said that, love will always forgive.
凡事哦。
And it says love forgives everything.
好新约希腊文叫做Pas 或 Pantas 是所有 all 的意思啊。
And in the original text, it's referring to.
所以如果这样去理解的话，一个有爱，哦，基督徒该不该有爱？
所以
直接在想清楚啊。
Should a Christian be loving?
那有爱就是要凡事包容。
And so if you have love, you will forbear everything.
哎，那这里告诉我们。主耶稣夸奖以弗所教会第一封书信第二节，我们看到他夸奖他什么？是因为他包容所有人吗
？So, when they were being praised, is it because they praised for bearing everyone?
我们来看哥罗西书三章十三节，这里也继续告诉我们哥罗西书三章十三节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13.
所以这个是我们比较容易想不太清楚的，我们来想了哈。哥罗西书三章十三节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙总要彼此包容彼此饶恕主怎样饶恕了你们你们也要怎样饶恕人阿们来十三节我们都很熟嘛
So we are familiar with this verse.
好，我们看到的是什么
？So what do we see here?
来，中间告诉我们要彼此包容。
He says bearing with one another.
因为哥林多前书十三章那个爱的真谛我们太熟就不翻了。凡事包容。
Now it says love bears all things.
好，所以现在小弟在问大家。
So I'll ask you.
你点头摇头，小弟都不会生气的哈，你们尽量啊。
You can nod, you can shake your head.
这是教学法，要有印象。所以身为基督徒该不该对所有的人跟所有的事都包容
So as Christians, should we forbear everything and everyone?
哇你摇头摇得太令小弟喜乐跟感谢啦。
So when you, if you shake your head,
对啊
you're very happy.
这个就是我们现在台湾的另外一个我不晓得他会不会翻译叫误区啊 misunderstanding 啊。
And so, this
误解啊
this is actually a very big misunderstanding that people have.
我们发觉现在有些少数的同龄尤其是外加派的朋友搞得很不清楚啊。
Many believers and also, people, members of other denominations, they are very unclear about this.
所以凡事包容所有人都包容。
So when it says, love bears all things, so they wanted to, bear all things, everything.
你注意哥罗西书三章十三节所以读经啊，绝对不能够省略掉上下的 context 啊。
So when we read the Bible, if especially we turn back to Colossians, you have to read it in context.
这里叫我们彼此包容，有没有讲到先决条件
？So are there prerequisites of this bearing with one another?
有没有先决条件
？What's the prerequisite?
有哦，是什么
？And what are they?
是这个人与那个人。
So that this person and that person
是两个人之间啊
talking about two people
是我和你啊
So it's about between me
是你和他啊
Or like you and him
是他和我啊
Or him and me
所以只要是任何人跟人之间所形成的误解或伤害不论有意跟无意的
So it is referring to misunderstandings or conflicts with the intentional
这个先决条件不能否决啊否则全部的真理都颠倒了改天再跟你们分享天地会颠倒的原因是什么啊
And so this is a prerequisite to a scenario like this.
所以为什么从一人入的世界就只有一个关键而已我们现在不讲这个了齁、哦。就是这样子没有提先决条件。
And so this is why we need to look at the prerequisite first.
人跟人之间要彼此包容对不对
So you need to bear with one another.
我们看回来 启示录二章第二节那一句话，再继续思考清楚一点。
Now if we turn back to Revelation chapter 2 verse 2.
他说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。好，那这个恶人，来，恶人指的是什么？
So who are those who are evil?
我们刚才看到的是容忍的先决条件，现在你在这里要看到是恶人的后面解释。
And so firstly we talked about what are the prerequisites for us to bear with one another.
所以这个恶人啊，不是对你不好的人。
What's the definition of evil? So evil people are not people who are mean to you.
这个恶人不是扯你后腿的人啊。
They're not people who stop you from doing something.
这个恶人也不是跟你骂过或吵架过的人啊。
They're not people who argued with you or fight against
you. 也不是无意中伤害过你家人的人啊。
Or people who unintentionally hurt you.
那个都不够资格在这里称为恶人啊。
They are not evil.
这里恶人我们看后面，就是那自称为使徒却不是使徒，是假的。
So these are the people who says they are apostles but they are not.
什么叫做假使徒？这里就是讲恶人 equals 等于假使徒啊。
So those who are evil, this refers to false apostles.
我们不用把使徒想得过于复杂，什么叫做假使徒？
So what are false apostles?
就是传扭曲的道理。
There are people who preach a word that is not true.
传本来不是出自于耶稣基督、众先知跟使徒的那些话。
They preach a word that is not from Jesus, that is not from the apostles.
所以这里的恶人是指这样子，专有解释是这样子而已。我们不要照着自己的感觉、自己的 feel 去解释啊。
And so the definition of evil is here, the false apostles. We should not interpret it based on our own.
耶稣基督在肯定以弗所教会。
Our own interpretations.
你们。抱歉，打断你继续。
So Lord Jesus, he commended them.
肯定说，你不能容忍一种人。
They said that they cannot bear this type of person.
其实就是那个哦，把神的百姓带到错谬的道路上。
These are the people who brought the believers of God to onto the wrong path.
让人对于这一位独一真神越来越模糊的那一些讲道者也好，带领者也好，就是所谓的假使徒。
These are the speakers, the leaders who brought people away from God.
所以我们就知道了。那现在再问一句，大家可能就很清楚了。
So now, if I ask you, you'll be quite clear, I'm sure.
一个基督徒能不能不容忍某一种人？
Can a Christian not bear with a type of person?
对，好，这一课就结束了。大家100分可以准备下课了。
Okay, everyone 100%.
我就很怕这样子啊。因为有些其他教派的朋友说我们耶稣教会很老古板。
Now there are people from other denominations and say that we are very old-fashioned.
说怎么还教会还有分得救不得救？所有教会都信耶稣都会得救啊
？They say why do you say there are church to be saved and church that cannot be saved? Of course, all churches can be saved.
我们不要说教派跟教会。
So let us not talk about other denominations.
连教会的职务人员或圣职人员。
There are even council members or ministers within our church.
根据神所给他属灵的权柄，必须做某些处置来保护教会圣洁的时候。
Now there are times they have to preserve the holiness of the church and using their God-given power and authority.
就有人说没有爱心。
And then there are people who will judge and say that you don't have love.
就有人说，你们怎么没有办法去包容别人呢
？And they will say, how can you not bear with other people?
是不是？所以就很多人就手跟脚就缩起来了。
And so there are times there are people who will withhold from what they are supposed to do.
所以教会的破口越来越大。
So the breach in the church becomes bigger and bigger.
还记得神在旧约里面感叹什么事吗
？Do you remember when in the Old Testament God sighed and said?
他感叹都说，我在这里面。我的所有百姓找不到一个可以来堵住破口的人。
He says he could not find one, even one to mend the breach.
不是耶稣基督在66卷最后一卷有这样的启示啊。
So it's not that Lord Jesus has this revelation in the last book of the Bible.
同一位神，这是同一位神啊。
Now we're talking about the same God.
他在旧约里面就愤慨。
In the Old Testament, he also said.
愤慨什么呢？
About what?
你们一直说平安平安平安。
That you say peace and peace.
我告诉你们没有平安啊。
But I say to you no such thing.
大家都喜欢听到平安。
Everyone likes to hear words of peace.
但是如果我们不去尊重神的话语。
But if we do not honor the word of God.
我们不去顺服神所有的带领。
If we do not submit to the guidance of God.
只是在体贴人意。
But rather we wanted to go with to go with people's wills.
忽略那一些神憎恶的事。
And neglect the things that God detests.
没有平安。
Then there is no peace.
教会的破口越来越大。
Then the breach in the church will become bigger and bigger.
到最后可能会发生罗马书十一章那种事，就是以前神可以剁掉以色列人，现在也可以把我们这重新接上的再剁掉。这样理解吗？
Then what would happen is recorded in Romans 11 that if God could cut off the people in the past, He could also cut us off and regraft someone new.
所以罗马书十一章使徒保罗才在警戒当时带他的弟兄姐妹。
And that is why Paul in Romans reminded the believers at the time.
也是在警戒我们啊。
It is also a warning for us.
我们可以因为今天好像得到了一个被救的资格，近乎得救。希伯来书说的近乎得救，就自高自大吗？
That today we have the status of being saved. Since we have attained the status, should we be proud of this?
这种自高自大有另外一个含义的解释。
Now there's if we are haughty about this,
不是认为我们比其他人强，不是这一种肤浅的自高自大。
Now this the word haughty does not just mean that you think you're better than others.
那一种自高自大就是自以为神很爱我，所以我可以更改神的意思。就是这样子。
But it also includes the meaning of that I think God loves me so much so that I can change the will of God.
使徒保罗说，神会把那一些他所爱的，甚至为他们而死的希伯来人弟兄姐妹给剁掉，小心我们也会被剁掉。
Now, so Paul said that since God has cast away his people in the Old Testament, God can also cast us away.
所以，一个基督徒我现在讲一个简单的结论啦齁。
So I will give you a simple conclusion.
然后我们下个礼拜再继续啊。
And next week we'll continue.
我先问大家一个问题，就是一个基督徒该不该恨。
So my first question, as a Christian, should we hate?
我看齁，留着当功课比较有趣，好不好？
I think it's more interesting if it's a homework.
下个礼拜一如果你还有空的话，我们再来解答一个基督徒该不该恨，因为我们是说基督就是爱嘛，神是爱嘛。
Now we say that God is love, so as a Christian, can we hate?
这个都在启示录前三章里面有一清二楚的答案，绝不容怀疑。
Now the answer is within the first three chapters of the book of Revelation.
那基督徒该不该恨？
So should Christians?
再问一个更敏感的。
Now another sensitive question.
基督有没有恨？
Does Christ hate?
基督有没有恨？
Does Christ hate?
欸，不可以自己想啊，要看圣经啊。
Don't try to think of the answer.
自己想容易魔鬼做工啊。
Read the Bible.
要看圣经啊。
Don't try to come up with the answer yourself.
下个礼拜我们继续翻，不是我卖关子齁，时间到了啊。
Now time's up, so I will review the answer next week on Monday.
好，我们今天先见证到这里。
So I'll sharing in here today.